right. You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. And I don't know if I get everything set up here. It's kind of a mad dash to set everything up. But can you actually just hit play on this so I can see if it's... Okay, cool. We're playing. Okay. So on tonight's show, we have a very special guest all the way from London, but who used to live here in New York and do a show on WNYU.
Many different shows, actually.
Oh, yes. Many different shows. And it's Cosmo. So thank you for coming on here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, no, it's great. And right now we were just playing something of yours, right?
Yeah, well, that was, well, it was a remix son of a record on my label, and something that I had originally produced and wrote, co-wrote with Gary Lucas. Yeah.
So what was that one? It was
Wild Rumpus is our project name. The song is Musical Blaze Up. It features, well, it features Black Steel on bass. He was in the Robotics and also did a lot of stuff with Mad Professor. And also Brother Culture on vocals, but not on that version. That was a Rub and Tug remix.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So there's another New York connection.
Another
there.
New York connection, yeah. And that was, yeah, Gary Lucas is on guitar. He's originally from Captain Beefheart and played with Jeff Buckley and has his own project, Gods and Monsters.
And you were just in town to play last night, right?
Yeah. Well, I played Deep Space last night, and then I'm playing the Cooper Hewitt Design Museum on Friday.
Oh, this Friday?
Yeah, on this Friday.
Okay, that would be great.
The Garden Series from 6 to 9.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so. And then any other plans for New York, or then you head back to London?
Well, just kind of seeing a lot of old mates, actually. Tonight I was hanging out with a load of old WNYU alumni. I'm supposed to do some shout-outs.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, okay, let's see. There was Emily and Andrew and Jocelyn and Janine and Lynn and Kristen and Anthony. Oh, gosh, who else was there? It was just, we had such an amazing time. It was really incredible seeing people I haven't seen for, I'm not going to date myself. I'm not going to tell you how long it's been, but it's been a while.
So where do old WNYU people hang out? I mean,
Some of them are on Sirius Radio. Some are, a lot of people are in the, and Jocelyn actually is on NYU staff. She also works for WNYC. So a lot of people are still in the field, which is pretty cool.
Huh,
yeah.
Good.
And then some of us are just stuck in the clubs.
Well, I saw flyers for a new night that you have going on in London, right?
Yeah, Cosmodelica. It's starting, it's my favorite club in London, Plastic People.
Oh, I love that place.
I love that place. It's a great sound system. Yeah. It's just a great location, a great size, a great guy that runs it, owns it, Ade. And I thought it was about time I started a night again. I've kind of been holding off. It's a hard thing to have your own night, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Doing all that side of things. But
yeah.
I thought it was time to do it, and I decided to do it like New York style. You know, when I moved to London, you start to do two-hour sets as opposed to the six-hour sets we so enjoy here in New York.
Yeah.
I thought it was about time I resurrected that. And actually doing a set at Deep Space last night, I did 6.5 hours, I think, last night. I enjoyed it so much, and so I'm really glad to start doing that again. Yeah.
Good.
So,
well, I went to a bar this weekend in London. Was the Cosmo Bar.
Oh, boy.
so then
how
I thought
it?
Of you. No, it was fun. I saw Richard Sinn was playing over there, so I went and said hello to him. Mm-hmm. And Simon Lee from Phase Action.
Oh, he's a good mate of mine.
Sean P was playing, and it was a bunch of guys, so that was, it was really nice. But it actually had a... In that, like, small, I mean, it didn't have the sound system of Plastic People, but in the small room downstairs, it kind of had that small room Plastic People feeling
kind of
for
feeling,
me.
Yeah.
That I don't feel like there are that many places here in New York that have, like, I kind of wish there were more places like that here in New York that had, like, a
that
small
basement feeling.
Well, yeah, and just like a place that's, like, this room set up for dancing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, it's just. Now in New York, it's like a
set up for commerce.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. It is quite a different New York from when I moved here. Oh, so long ago. Yeah, but there's still a lot of good things happening. So Deep Space was great, and
right.
I know Eric and Tom from Rub and Tug do something, and
they don't play very much anymore here.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric does a night at 2:05,
mm-hmm.
but the Rub and Tug parties. They haven't been doing them as much. I've been getting them on about that, but Thomas doesn't live in New York.
I know,
so.
Yeah, upstate. upstate boy.
Yeah. But anyways, well, what do you have in store for us tonight?
I don't know. And that's what I always have to say before I play. But I know what's up next.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's a remix I just did of Desmond Dekker, Sweet Music. And it's part of the Trojan Takeover series. They've had different DJs coming in remixing old Trojan catalogs. So they've had Justin Robertson and Mr. Fatboy Slim's done one. And this is mine. It's a remix of Desmond Dekker's Sweet Music.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we'll get started. Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, here with Cosmo on the radio show.
Freedom of freedom, yeah. Oh,
You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM, New York, here with Cosmo.
Hello. Impromptu mic break.
Yeah, okay. So what was that last track that
we used? Tatsumi Yamashita, Hot Shot. It's a record that Danny Wang just turned me on to in Berlin. Apparently he's quite a big, he was a really big disco artist in Japan. Most Japanese people are supposed to know him, but
okay.
I just discovered him. I love that guitar part. I just think it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, no. And let's see. And before that, you had
Passport Locomotive, which is a good David Mancuso classic. And heard ahead of that. That's Chris Berg from Dark to Light, which is like a great kind of Detroit techno tune done by a skinny white guy from Gothenburg.
Of course. So, and we should mention how, I mean, we were just talking about it now, but mm-hmm. how you do the David Mancuso's Loft Party.
We have a sound system called Lucky Cloud. It's a few of us, and we have the whole, a similar setup to what David has here in New York. We have the Klipshorns, and we have the Koetsu moving coil cartridges, and he comes over 4 times a year, and we do parties called Journey Through the Light. Kind of loft parties, basically. We've been doing it now for just over 3 years. He and I produce the Loft compilation series on Euphonics.
So. Yeah, which are great.
Yeah, really. Actually, I have them in my bag. So they're such a great source altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
Remastered.
Of course.
You know, yeah.
It's one of those things that shouldn't leave your bag.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, so what happens to the sound system when you only bring it out 4 times a year?
Well, I mean, two of the speakers are at my house.
Okay.
I have this like little living room with these two huge clip
That would fill
but
up.
The thing is, with good sound systems, you have to keep using them. And so it is justified. So you really, you do have to keep using them, whether it's the needles, the Koetsus have to be used, and you have to like wear them in a bit. And same with the clips. You can't just store them. I mean, that's just sacrilege.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, what a waste.
Definitely.
Well, I'm glad. But aren't the ones he has at the Loft here like modified Klipshorn or something? I mean,
they're not modified. What it is in for a live setting, what you do is you make false corners. So these wooden corners, because these Klipshorns have to fit into a corner in order to work. The horns point out of the back, so they need the walls to actually amplify the signal. And then also you have the highs on top and the lows on the bottom. So you take there's a centerpiece that you put between the highs and the lows that kind of separates the signal. So the highs actually go above people's heads. So it just makes them look bigger. It kind of makes them look like aliens, I like to think. But, yeah, they don't look like that in my home.
Well, so do you have yours in a corner, actually?
Yeah, they have to be in a corner to work properly. Mm. Otherwise, it's really pointless.
But so what happens at the Loft here when
he has the false corners. He has wooden corners. Kind of a wooden structure that's like a triangular shape that he sticks the Klipshorns into. So that's called a false corner.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to look at it again the next one he does here.
Yeah. So that's why they look a bit different.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Okay. So what do you have coming up for us now?
This is another remix I've done. This is, you know, Spectrum.
Yeah.
Great band. Probably one of my favorite live acts and dance music. And I was trying to describe them to a friend of mine. He said, yeah, they're kind of like a modern ESG. I was like, that's exactly what they're like. Really good analogy. And this is a remix I've done for, they have a new album coming out on Stop Start Recordings, which is their label. And it's just an album of remixes. And this is a remix I did of Fit Together.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, Beats in Space here with Cosmo.
come through. Yeah.
thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been like a real trip, kind of a real deja vu, as I used to do this same exact slot so many years ago.
Yeah, I can't believe
really
that.
That's bizarre. Yeah. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, just full circle.
Cosmic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope you have a good time Friday at the Cooper Hewitt Museum.
Thank you. Yeah.
And so what time is that happening again?
6 to 9.
So, and anybody
can go in. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I think you have to pay the museum fee or whatever. And children are welcome as well, which is a pretty cool thing. So if you have a family, you can bring them. And I think kids under 12 are free.
Is that a whole series?
Jeannie Hopper has curated a whole series, and they've had people like, who else? I think Tony Humphries has been Nikki Siano, Alternate. Mm. And I think there's one more week after this one.
Okay. And I mean, is PS1 finished? I think this weekend is the last weekend of PS1, too.
Yeah.
All the summer things for New York are ending. It's so sad.
I know. Yeah. Well, autumn's here. Well, just, you know, be grateful at least you got a summer. We didn't get one in London. You probably noticed last week when you were there.
No, it was nice.
Actually, that's okay. Right. No, that's because I left. Yeah. So it was nice in London last weekend, because I was here.
Well, thank you, and good luck back in London.
Thank you. Hope to see you over there soon.
Yeah, and then I hope, you know, you have a lot of stuff coming out now, too, with the label.
There should be a new Wild Rumpus before Christmas, fingers crossed. So.
Okay, well,
yeah, we'll get there.
People look out for it, and we'll play it on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to play some tunes now, I guess. I'm going to start off with this edit thing that me and Tim Golds really did. So we'll do that, and we got another hour and 15 minutes left in the show here on WNYU 89.1 FM, Beats in Space, and you were just listening to Cosmo.
I express myself as a member of a higher community. I have forgotten how to walk and speak. I am on the way toward flying into the air, dancing. My very gestures express enchantment. I feel myself a god. Supernatural sounds emanate from me. I walk about enchanted. Ecstasy like the gods I saw walking in my dreams. I am no longer an artist. I have become